The DigitalLifestyle.com presents The Media Centre Show, show 172, Thursday 11th of September 2008. With M Control from Embedded Automation. I'm Ian Dixon, and this week on the show I've got two interviews for you from last week's Cedia show. And Cedia is the trade show for custom installer markets, so you're talking your high-end stuff there, high-end audio systems and home automation systems and that kind of stuff, and people like Lifeware and Nivius show off their media center components. So I've got two interviews from Cedia. First, I've got Kevin Collins, director of the custom installer channel in the connected TV business, entertainment and devices division at Microsoft. That's the Media Center team. And he's going to be talking about Microsoft's announcements at Cedia, including the 8 tuner and 10 extender systems from Lifeware and Nivius, the Ultimate Installer Contest, and the new Media Center Integrators Alliance. And Kevin will be followed by Intel's Greg Schlechter. And Greg's a director of the Media Center Integrators Alliance, and he's going to be explaining what the alliance is and what it means, and what it means for media center enthusiasts and what we can get out of it. I've also got a roundup of the Cedia news and other media center related news. So let's go straight into the email, and this is from Rod. It's, "Hi Ian, I'm currently successfully using the TV pack for media center. The fact that we now have at last subtitles is very much welcomed by my wife, whom is hard of hearing. What's better is that the subtitles also work on Linksys extenders that's situated in our bedroom. One of the minus points I've noticed is that you can no longer fast forward or rewind when listening to music. I don't understand that one at all, or why it was not picked up during the beta testing. To be honest, I think we are still beta testing it. My last thought is regarding whether or not the current V2 extenders will or won't be compatible with Windows 7 when it's released. I've not seen any discussion on the matter, and I'm really hoping it's former. Best regards, Rod." Thanks for the email, Rod. I guess the TV pack really is just getting in the hands of users now, so issues are likely to crop up. I'm going to actually test that fast-forward problem and see if we can find out some information on that. As for the version 2 extenders in Windows 7, well, obviously there's no information about that yet, but I really do hope that the V2 extenders are compatible with Windows 7, and to be honest, I think they will be. To break compatibility at this stage would be a huge blow for anybody that's got the V2 extenders, and considering the amount of investment that the OEMs like Linksys and D-Link, Samsung and HP have made into extenders, and the Xbox 360, would be a disaster if they're not compatible with Windows 7. So I'm hoping they are compatible, and that that's going to go forward, that they'll work fine. But as soon as we know information on that, I'll let you know. So thanks for the email. You can email me, ian@thedigitallifestyle.com. Please keep the emails coming in. I do like reading them out. So now to a couple of news items before we go to the CDR items. If you use DVRMS Toolbox and you enjoy some of the features of that, like commercial skipping, then you need to act to save the application. DVRMS Toolbox doesn't work with the new TV feature pack. Part of the reason for this is that a published API in the Media Center SDK is broken, broken with the TV pack, and there's no sign of this being fixed at the moment. And the developer of DVRMS Toolbox, Andy Van Til, needs to raise a business impact statement with the hope that the number of affected users makes it a case worth looking at for Microsoft. So if you use DVRMS Toolbox now, leave a comment on Andy's blog so he can get a feel for the number of users affected by the problem, so that can be passed along with a business case, so hopefully we'll get the issue sorted out. Because unfortunately, in my experience, the ratio of people that use a product who are actually willing to take action is pretty low, so I hope that's taken into consideration. So like I said, if you're a user of the application, then you can find the link to Andy's blog in the show notes, and interesting to note that Microsoft's Charlie Owen has commented on the post as well, asking for user comments and feedback as well. So get on there, get posting, and that's help save your application. I talked about IntelliRemote for iPhone previously on the show, and we've interviewed the developer of IntelliRemote back a few shows ago, and this has now been released on the Apple App Store. So if you want to control Media Center from an iPhone or an iPod Touch, then you can purchase the application. The actual iPhone app is free to existing users, and the server part of the application that you'll need is priced at $24. So this allows you to control Windows Media Player, Windows Media Center, iTunes, all sorts of different things from the iPhone. So if you're an iPhone user, it might be worth looking at that one. Now to some CD news, and first some posts from Nivius. Nivius are going to launch a Windows Home Server-based product. This is the first time they get supported Windows Home Server. And going off the specs, knowing Nivius, this is certainly going to be a high-end Windows Home Server. I think it can support 16 terabytes of storage, and it's in their usual high-end Nivius style. So have a look at the details on that in the show notes, and it's going to be a nice home server, but probably quite expensive. Nivius are also going to be supporting the 10 extenders and 8 cable cards on their new boxes. And as far as I know, there's no plans from Microsoft to make the 10 extender support available outside of some selected OEMs at the moment. It's strictly the high-end OEMs like Nivius and Lifeware. But the current limit is 5 extenders for Windows Media Center. But looks like 10 is going for the big custom installers, and let's hope those features get passed down to the enthusiasts at some point in the future. So that'll be a real nice system. Nivius have also announced they're updating their movie library application to version 1.5. This is a very nice movie application. Again, unfortunately it's for Nivius customers only, but it does look nice. It offers some really nice high-end, high-res cover art, including Blu-ray, and supports a wide catalogue of movies and so on. But have a look at that link in the show notes, and we'll also be talking about an open source alternative to that on a future show. Finally, from Cydia, Microsoft announced the winner of the Media Center Ultimate Installer competition. There's more details on this from Kevin in the interview in a moment, but the winner was CyberManner, and have a look at the link in the show notes. There's some interesting pictures, and it's got the details of what they've been doing. It sounds absolutely fantastic. It really is Media Center taken to the extreme, and a multi-zone home and everything else. So have a look at that link in the show notes, but more details on the competition when we talk to Kevin. And some other news around this last week. Interesting post on the Windows Home Server blog. And as the Windows Home Server team plan for future versions, Todd Hedrick, who guest at the show back at CES, asked if there were two versions of Windows Home Server, a basic and advanced, what would be the user limits on each edition? At the moment, there's a 10 user limit on the Windows Home Server, and it looks like the team are investigating raising these limits and perhaps splitting the SKUs into a basic and an advanced version. And it'd be interesting to see if something like an advanced version would have better Media Center integration, or ideally a Media Center built into it, and then we've got the all-encompassing box that we want, or at least some integration into Media Center on the advanced edition, and a more basic one competing with NAS prices. So have a look at that link for that in the show notes. When I mentioned briefly about the Zune getting an update, there's two new models, a 120 gig one and a 16 gig one. Also, the devices are getting some new features, things like Buy from FM, where you can tag and purchase songs you hear on the radio on the Zune directly from the Zune device over Wi-Fi. There's channels for music discovery. There's looks like game support, audiobooks. So we'll talk about that on a future show. And the nice thing is all these features are going to be offered to existing Zune users. So I think it's going to be the version 3. So looking forward to seeing that. Saw an interesting remote this week from Gyration. I saw that one of their remotes were back a couple of years ago at CES. But they're launching a Gyration music remote with Motion Sense. It's a pretty interesting looking remote. It's got the gyration, so it kind of you can move it around. It'll control the mouse, and it works with Media Center, and it works with iTunes and other applications. And it's an all-in-one mouse. It uses RF It's great for controlling the mouse from what's like a remote control, because it can detect the motion. So have a look at that link. Have a look at the link in the show notes on that. It looks a nice looking remote. I think if I had my PC directly up to the TV, then it would be something I would look at. But I don't. So, but it does look good. Finally, I wanted to mention a post by EdBot on why cable card isn't mainstream yet. Ed Reddick's about the potential issues and pitfalls that can happen when getting cable card up and running, and the problems seem to be the many elements involved in getting the system up and running with all the different components and everything else. Ed did hit on an interesting idea that I think we've talked about with Ed on a previous show, was that about a Windows-powered headless device. And he says, in the short term, I think the best way to solve this issue for some, maybe even Microsoft, is to create a Windows-powered device that's designed and built from the ground up to be a digital device, headless, quiet, packed with storage, drivers and firmware installed from the start, and not intended as a general-purpose PC. Well, I think that's it's a great idea. Like I say, something that Ed's talked about previously on the show. But, is this what's really hurting cable card adoption for the mainstream? Is it these complicated setup routines? But I love how easy DVB-T was to install on my system. I just got a tuner card, plug that in, but USB, a couple of drivers, and 10 minutes later I was watching TV on it. So that simplicity is really nice. So it'd be nice to see if cable car could get to that level of simplicity. The email address for the show is ian@thedigitallifestyle.com. You can follow me on Twitter, twitter.com/isdixon. So it's now time for the first interview, and this is with Kevin Collins, who's director of the Custom Installer channel for Media Center at Microsoft. Kevin Collins, welcome to the Media Center show.
Hello.
Join us live from Cedia.
Yes, we're live from Cedia, Denver, Colorado.
It's great to get on the show today, talk about Cedia and what Microsoft are doing at Cedia. But before we go into that, just perhaps give us a brief outline. It's the first time we've spoke to you on the show. What's your role at Microsoft?
Currently, I'm on the Media Center team at Microsoft, which is part of the Connected TV business unit at Microsoft. And I'm the director custom installation channel. So what I'm part of a team that focuses on getting learnings and experience from the custom installation channel, because they do some of the latest breaking technology advancements in customers' homes, and we want to get the experiences from that to make our product better, to make them more successful.
There seems to be a focus perhaps over the last 18 months, 2 years, really quite a bit on the custom installer market. Is that kind of a change in policy, whereas previously the Media Center on sort of the XP days was seen perhaps more as an enthusiast product, but in the last couple of years, like I said, it seems to be more focus on custom installers.
Well, that's true, and what's happened in the last couple of years is we had a lot of companies coming out with products that target the Media Center ecosystem. For instance, Lifeware from Exceptional Innovations has come out to really kind of provide connected home type solution, and then also in areas of commercial and hospitality that they've really targeted. There's also been a lot of PC OEMs that have come out and had media center-centric machines that have been really focused at the custom installation channel. In particular, Midias and Exceptional Innovation only sell into the custom installer market. So those are things that have really brought a lot of attention and awareness to this particular market segment, and people have really started to use them and to integrate whole home, connected home types in
it. I think that's the thing, is that people have seen it as a component they can use in a whole home system, and that perhaps, especially the Vista version of Media Center, it's stable enough to be able to put in these big installations.
That's something that we get from the learnings from being in this in the custom installation channel, is great feedback from custom installers and what they've found that they've been successful on, what some of their pain points have been, how we can work with other partners in this channel to really address those custom installer needs to make the product more successful. So there's definitely been things that have been pain points for installers that we've been actively and proactively working on with other manufacturers to really address those needs, and even on what we can do internally for the product to make it a better product for the custom installation channel.
So what are Microsoft talking about then this week at Cedia?
Well, we were here last year at Cedia, And, you know, kind of the news around that is Microsoft's actually present for something that's a channel market that isn't historically normal for Microsoft. And this year, you know, one of the big themes that we have is just the increased momentum that's occurred since last year's CEDIA. And some of the things around that have been more PC OEMs that are here on the show floor that are taking part of the PC, the Media Center ecosystem. The other part is partner announcements from some PC OEMs on really expanding the ecosystem. So, for instance, Exceptional Innovations and Nivius have announced that they're introducing support for 8 tuners and 10 extenders. And this is from direct feedback from custom installers saying that they were doing installations where they needed to have more than 5 extenders in their house, and when they would go to that, they would need more than 8 tuners. So there is a segment of the custom installation market where there is a need for that, and these PC OEMs are going out and addressing their dealers' requests with these enhanced capabilities. So that's one part that's in there. The other thing is just where we have last year we started what we call the Ultimate Install Contest, and it was our first year, and this year we have the second Ultimate Install Contest. And the big difference from last year and this year is, one, the number of entries. We've ordered the magnitude more entries or submissions from custom installers that are doing media center-centric installations for their customers. And then, two, the level of quality that is in these custom installations from what they were last year. We spent a lot more time this year reviewing the custom, the submissions because there were so many competing for the number one spot. And this Saturday we'll actually announce the winner. But because there was such close competition, we actually had to announce that there were these finalists that came in because it was so close in for us to pick the top installer. So we look at, contrast that compared to last year to what we have this year. You can see there's been a lot more uptake from custom installers using and utilizing the Media Center ecosystem to solve and delight their customers' requests for their installation. There is one more topic that is what we consider momentum. Is there a new alliance that is being launched here at CDN? It's called the Media Center Integrators Alliance. And you're going to be doing a call a little bit later with Greg from Intel that kind of give you more information about that. But we consider that part of the, you know, having an alliance like that really goes into the momentum around the Media Center ecosystem from what was here at last CEDIA. So those are some of the top highlight points where we're really seeing just a lot of momentum, a lot more awareness, and a lot more people, particularly custom installers, providing a Media Center ecosystem solution for their customers.
So start on the first thing you mentioned there about the 8 tuner and 10 extender. Is this something that's an OEM-specific option, or is it something that will be coming down for everybody?
This is an OEM-specific feature.
And so it's not something that, or at the moment, that an average consumer could enable?
No, it's PC OEM-specific. And the reasons are is that in order to deploy a system that would have 8 tuners and 10 extenders, you would need to have a very particular and specially configured Media Center machine or server to be able to handle that. And to keep satisfaction high and to make sure the customers are delighted with their installation, right now it's going through PC OEMs only because they have the expertise to be able to configure that machine to have that. And both for the Nivius and EI solutions, it's only certain SKUs of their machines that are offering 10 extenders and 8 tuners.
And this is probably must be the biggest systems being put out for Media Center since the launch then, 8 tuners and with 10 extenders. It's a pretty comprehensive package.
It's definitely for your larger homes where you would have this type of need. And, you know, originally I don't think that need was out there, but now there's definite requests from dealers. So it's both Nivius and EI responding to requests from their dealers to be able to do these types of systems for their custom installs. Is it 100% of the custom installs? No, but there is a percentage of custom installs where they're looking for them.
And I suppose as a team as well, you can hear the from the enthusiast community that you know we'd like to have this available as well. So I guess that's something that you can look at incorporating in future releases.
There's always the potential for doing that. Right now, it's strictly focused for these types of PC OEMs. I mean, as hardware advances and CPUs become more powerful and hard disk arrays and setting up that type of thing become, you know, faster, you know, even with the different technologies coming, it could be that you wouldn't need anything that would be such a specially configured type PC media server type system to provide that. So, you know, in the future, there's, you know, something like that, definitely there's the potential for that.
One thing that you didn't mention that's kind of been what was kind of talked about for this time frame was sort of announcements on the TV feature pack. Do you think that is that something that's everything that needed to be said has been said about it now, so there's no need to sort of to go over that ground at CEDIA?
Ben Reed made I'm sure you're familiar with the comments that he posted on the green button. What people are announcing at this week, at CEDIA, Fluid Digital has come out and made some announcements about a TV pack in their offering. So did S1 Digital, as did Exceptional Innovation. So those are the primary PC OEMs that have talked about or made announcements at CEDIA around TV packs.
So I mean, everything that's sort of been needed, or everything, all the details have been announced on that, so there was no sort of need to do a formal launch of it.
Yeah, there isn't it's just what those PC OEMs have talked about, and the information is what we have posted up on the green button through the Ben Reed's post.
Yeah. And so I guess then this year then you're saying you're seeing as a kind of a bigger ecosystem of media center installers, and the Ultimate Installer Competition reflects that. So I guess then when these entries have been coming in, you must be seeing some pretty interesting systems from the integrators.
Yeah, we're really happy with what the PC OEM have put out for hardware and what the integrators have done with their systems. This Saturday, we'll, you know, if you want to come back, we'll be able to definitely share information on who the winner was and the system that integrator put together. It's pretty fantastic. It definitely represents what our vision was of having, you know, whole home integration in a media center ecosystem. You know, it controls everything from the lighting to stuff to their fountain that they have outside, all being controlled from any of the zones that they have in their house through the media center interface. So, you know, what we're seeing is fantastic in terms of what the integrators are doing to put a whole collection of different components that integrate in with the media center ecosystem in for their clients.
I mean, I think when we saw the competition last time, there were some really great examples. And one thing I do like about it is there's kind of that inspirational element to it, that a lot of these installations are very expensive, but it can kind of give you a feel of the things that, even as an enthusiast, you can do for a smaller amount.
Well, you know, it's even though I'm on this team and we focus on the integrators, I'm kind of more what you would consider an enthusiast. I get a lot of information and plugins that I use in my house from the green button. But, you know, I did my house for substantially less money because I didn't use an integrator, but I have four zones in my house and I have a dedicated media center and I control my lighting and my alarm through, you know, I use M-Control, which is, you know, talked about a lot on the green button, and I use Vista Forecast for my weather. So I have my whole house is a media center type solution ecosystem with a variety of different extenders that I have, and using M-Control, and then for my lighting, I use Insteon to do my lighting. And then for my alarm, I used Elk Alarm, and I did all this myself. And, you know, it's all integrated through a media center interface. So my wife can, you know, turn on and off the lights or do anything from any of the extenders that are, any of the four extenders that are in the house. And I did that, you know, relatively cheaply compared to, you know, other things. So there definitely is, you know, and I think it's, you know, really talked about a lot and exemplified a lot on the green button for what people can do that are very similar to the type of systems that I did. I mean, there are definitely people on the green button that hook their media center directly up to their PC, but there's, you know, there's also a subset of people that are doing, that I'm doing the same thing that I'm doing, where the media center is a headless device that sits in the back room, and the only interface that anyone in the house has to any of the digital content or control in the house is through extension.
Yeah, I mean, that's pretty much, as regular listeners will know, that's pretty much what I've been doing now for a while is, you know, my PC's at the back of the room tucked away, and we've got extenders all around around the home. And I think it's a great model. I think it's something that works really well, and that's why I was interested in the 10 extenders. I'm not up to that level yet, but you can see where it's going. You know, you can see that this is the model that's going to suit a lot of people.
Well, and I even, I've taken mine a step farther. I have Windows Home Server integrated, so I have all my music, pictures, and photos, videos, I have all up on my Windows Home Server and have it configured so that all my extenders can see the content on the home server. The only thing I haven't hooked up to home server is my recorded TV, because I haven't got around to hooking up a gigabit switch in my structured panel yet in the house.
There are some nice third-party solutions for kind of getting this integration together. We've got a guide on the digitallifestyle.com, and there's third-party, there's TV manager applications and all sorts. The enthusiasts seem to have taken to Windows Home Server and integration with Windows Media Center pretty well. That's something I've been doing for a while, and it's the two could complement each other very well.
So I think there's a lot of enthusiasts that can really put this kind of stuff together and really have really exciting type systems in the house. I mean, for me, it's kind of the wife factor. If the wife can buy into it, then I know I was pretty successful in doing it.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I think that's the thing. That's I think that helps when you've got using an extender, is because an extender connected to TV just seems to help with that sort of Wi-Fi acceptance factor, as opposed to having a TV directly connected up to the PC.
Those were the big topics that we had going on here, those four real big momentum pieces that we had going here at CEDIA for Microsoft. Is there other particular things that you were looking at around Microsoft and CEDIA?
Well, I was going to ask something. I think when we talked about CEDIA in the past, you've seen that perhaps a change in trend, and whether we continue seeing this. Are you seeing that the average sort of you know, person going to the CEDIA show is now aware of Windows Media Center and what it can do? Because sort of in previous years, it's kind of always been a shock, because kind of Media Center's been a secret of Windows. But are you finding that now people are aware of it and they're asking for, you know, for demonstrations of it and looking at getting this installed?
Well, the show hasn't started yet. The show starts tomorrow, so I don't.
Of course, yeah.
I can't for sure answer that question. The only thing I can say is, I can look at the number of submissions and the quality of work from the Ultimate Install Contest from last year to this year. That's really the only gauge I have at this point. When we conclude on Sunday, I think we'll have a much better expectation of or information on how many people are aware of it and how many people have used it compared to last year.
Hopefully, we're going to see the continuing trend of it, of more awareness. Finally, then, you mentioned the Media Center Integrator Alliance, and we are going to be talking on another interview a bit more depth on that one. But could you just give us a brief outline of what that initiative is?
Well, it's the primary goal of the initiative is to raise awareness around the Media Center ecosystem, and so that's the primary mission statement around it. And then Greg can go into the breaking down into individual goals and what our objectives are for each of those goals for the next year.
Yeah, it's an interesting idea, and we'll be talking to Greg on the interview after this one on the show. It's been great chatting to you. I think it's interesting to see how much prominence Microsoft puts on Cydia and how much they're focusing on the custom installer market. And I hope from the enthusiast point of view, we get to see some of these features work their way, you know, down to us. But I think it is good to see that Microsoft are looking at the custom installer market so that, you know, the high-end models are out there and the media center is being pushed as far as it can.
Yeah, we strongly believe that, you know, working with this channel is going to improve the product all the way around. So, you know, we get a lot of the pain points that custom installers have. We take those back and we look at how we can improve on those, and those eventually are going to trickle down to the enthusiasts and to everyone as a whole, just to make it a better product, and it's going to bring more people in, more manufacturers are going to come into the fold to participate in this, and we're still going to, it's, for us, it's just a great way to get learnings and to find out what all the exciting type of work that these installers are doing for their customers.
Well, let's hope it continues, and many thanks for your time today, and I hope you have a good show.
Well, thanks, Ian. It was nice talking to you.
Thanks, Kevin. Was disappointing that there wasn't really more of TVPAT made at Cydia. Microsoft's position is fairly clear that they're letting OEMs talk about it, but I was hoping we'd get more information, but that doesn't look like that's the case. So now to Greg Schlechter from Intel, and he's going to be talking about the Media Center Integrator Alliance. Greg Schlechter, welcome to the Media Center Show.
Glad to be here. Thanks, Ian.
And we're going to be talking about the Media Center Integrator Alliance, which is this new initiative launched today as we're talking at Cydia. You're from Intel. So perhaps where should we start? We'll start with what is the Media Center Integrator Alliance, and how did you sort of get involved in that?
The Media Center Integrator Alliance is something that, as you know, there's us and Microsoft and several other people have in this space, and there's some very key OEMs who have been, you know, putting together products around kind of the bigger media center ecosystem for a couple years now. And this alliance is really just a step forward to kind of bring everybody together in a community so that we can all work together to come up with the best solutions overall to continue to promote this.
So who's involved in the alliance?
So the sort of founding members that were announced today are us, Intel, Microsoft, HP, Hewlett-Packard, AMD, ATI, Crestron, Exceptional Innovation, and Nivius Media. Those are the founding members. Mm-hmm. Now that when you've kind of found these alliances, you got to kind of get the core group. And now at the Cydia, we're announcing the alliance, but we're also announcing the availability to bring, you know, for other people to join who are interested as well.
So is this aimed at sort of the custom installer market that want to install Media Center and are looking for some of the sort of the best practices and a kind of community for the custom installer of Media Centers?
That's correct. Our real focus is, that's correct, it focuses on the custom installation market and the integrators, because that's, we're really seeing a lot of pickup on this sort of thing, because people love the experience, but it's not something everybody can just go to the store and buy, and especially in a whole house situation, put everything together, right? Mm-hmm. So it's, you know, in the custom installation market, we really want to make sure that we, you know, get out the best practices and training that's necessary for this, because even in this market, some of this is new to a lot of the integrators who may be doing more traditional AV, analog AV, and maybe not as familiar with networking, for example, and some of the, you know, basics of connecting different, you know, media center or PC-based products in a home. Mm. So there's a lot of, you know, shared best practices that we can kind of roll out to these guys across the country and across the world.
So if I was a custom installer looking to get into the media center market, would I join the Integrator Alliance as kind of a member?
Yes, there's different levels of membership. Higher ones for if you want to participate more in the work groups and be a bigger part and vote. And then there's some if you just, you know, hey, I'm interested, I want to be part of, you know, what the new stuff coming out is and get the training. And we have some packages that down to, you know, only, you know, maybe $500 a year for an integrator who just wants to be a part of that. And so they can join. And by the way, I don't think it has to be just for integrators who, you know, are installing or are ready to install something. Definitely they would be interested. But I think we'll also see a lot of integrators who maybe are curious or just don't know enough about it, want to know more about it. We've definitely encouraged them to join up as well and to kind of keep up with the latest thing there.
So out of the group, are we going to see, if you remember, would you see sort of documentation and sort of guidelines and things like that?
Yeah, you know, we're really, you know, we just started off. Definitely, you know, expect to have some white papers, some training at these events for the members, and maybe get a discount on that. Maybe some presence at these shows. But we also want to leave it open to, as we get people joining, not only more manufacturers, but also integrators, to get their feedback on, hey, what do you guys need? What are the gaps that you guys are struggling with, and then meet those needs as well. So we haven't really rigidly put down exactly all the stuff we're going to do yet.
Yeah, so it's kind of it's the community element of bringing sort of your customer installer market together, or customer installers together, so that they can sort of be a community together around the sort of custom AV installer end of Media Center.
Exactly, that's a very good way of putting it.
And so, I mean, I noticed on the website there's things like drive awareness of Media Center. So have you sort of got any plans for that's ready, or are you still, like you said, still at the stage where you're really just getting the community, building the community first?
As far as awareness goes, I mean, you know, one, just having this available for people, announcing, you know, all these people coming together, I think drives some awareness in itself. And then, we'll probably have more awareness, presence at these trade shows where these integrators are, that it's more accessible for them to come up and ask about it, you know, and see this, and that will drive awareness. So, you know, the really stages are, make the ones that aren't aware of it, make them aware, and then the ones that are aware and are curious, get them what they need, and then the ones that we're going to install, make sure they have the tools and training and what they need to have a successful install and get that experience that you and everybody knows that is possible in a home with us, sort of thing. But the other thing that, you know, one of the things I want to clarify, because it is the Media Center name, is, you know, this isn't just about, you know, one Media Center box or, you know, media server. It's really about the whole, you know, everything that connects to it. As you know, there's a lot of software solutions for home control, software solutions for talking to Crestron solutions. There's, other hardware it has to talk back and forth through these big home installs. So it's really about the bigger solution, not just putting together a Media Center box itself.
Yeah, because I guess that's the thing, is that for the successful installations, it is a putting all the different elements together into one sort of easy-to-use system. So, yeah, you do need to look at all the different elements and bring them all together.
Yeah, exactly.
And I noticed you've got things like, you mentioned about training, and but on some of the documentation I read, there's also things about, you know, perhaps some kind of certification program. I think that is certainly something that would be interesting to see.
Yeah, I mean, that really goes along the lines of other technologies in this space where, you know, it gives them an opportunity to get the training and then an opportunity for the integrators to show that they've gotten that training, they're certified in these new technologies, and they can present themselves that way, which is only going to be more value as we go on.
And I guess the other thing that the Alliance can do is, as a collective, present sort of feature requests, I guess, to Microsoft, that, you know, they can get the feedback from the Alliance of important things that might be needed to add it to the Media Center product.
Yes, definitely. And I don't think it only applies to Microsoft. I think it applies to everybody in the community, right? If there's other platform hardware features from us as Intel, or other features for digital cable tuners from ATI, you know, it can be throughout the community, get good feedback going both ways.
And I think perhaps having it as a recognized sort of brand as well, the Integrator Alliance, people know then that it's part of, you know, the certification's been gone through and the best practices are being applied, so that it makes it a recognizable brand for the high end of Media Center.
Correct. It provides, you know, in this market, I think, a little bit of legitimacy, especially if you have a certification level to this sort of thing. It's like a lot of new technologies, when they get introduced, it's, you know, kind of new, and lots of things are going on, and then they kind of settle down and you get some structure around it. And I think this is just kind of the first baby step in that direction. And, you know, obviously that's not, by the way, I don't think that we're going to have, you know, all of a sudden by next year, a full certification program, and, you know, half the guys are certified in this sort of thing. It's going to take time to get all this training and certification in progress, but you got to start somewhere, right?
Yeah, absolutely. I think it's important that you do have a starting point. And I suppose as well that this would be something that will help people that or the installers that are sort of debating on whether Media Center is a platform that's got a future and is, you know, something that they should commit to. They can see this kind of investment from people like Intel and Microsoft and Nivius, that it is something that's worth pursuing for the future.
Yeah, and you know, something dedicated to the integrator, I think, is important, is one of our motivations for this, right? Obviously, Microsoft and Intel and a lot of us do a lot of things around, you know, there's the base Media Center PCs that are sold all over in Best Buy and those sort of things, but that's really a whole class different of product than what we're talking about, this, what the integrator really needs, which are like the Nivius and Exceptional Innovation, dedicated, purpose-built Media Center type products for just using for AV and home control and that sort of thing. And so I think by having this, you know, separate focus, I think that also helps quite a bit.
So where's the best place to go to for more information on this?
The best place to go is, website is now live, MediaCenterIntegrator.com. Everything is up there, including kind of mission and goals and how people can sign up and all that stuff. And obviously, as we go forward, more and more content will be up there for members as well.
Great. I think it's very interesting that this has been launched. And I think it's great that we're seeing sort of different areas from the whole ecosystem coming together. And it would be nice to see, you know, to see what progress the group gets in the future.
Yeah, and I think the only thing I'd touch on, I'm going to have to put it, you know, for you, is because of your audience, is one of the things that, and maybe this is something you do in a future interview with Microsoft, is, you know, I think that this will also benefit in another way. You know, I personally have been a do-it-yourselfer, build-your-own, you know, Media Center for quite a while, though now I'm buying some of the OEMs because of the features they're starting to put on them. But, you know, I think this will ultimately, help out the do-it-yourselfer as well, because as you build this ecosystem, some of it will become available to the do-it-yourselfers as well. So, you know, that's another thing I hope to see come out of this as well.
Yeah, I think that's right. I mean, like I was talking about the documentation of things, it would be nice that if there were some guides on there that would be applicable for enthusiasts as well, that we can kind of take advantage of this pooled knowledge. It will definitely be good for everybody.
Agreed.
Well, many thanks for your time today, talking to us live from Cedia. So I better let you get back across into the show. Thanks to Greg and Kevin. The email address for the show is ian@thedigitallifestyle.com, twitter.com/isdixon. I'll see you around on the blog. Thanks for listening. Bye.